escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Let's talk about our Falcons. Our buddy Mark Raimondi from ESPN is here. Mark, we have a lot of questions as we are, you know, going through all this, combing through all this information as the 53-man roster is set. Let's start first with the big news that Caleb McGarry is done for the season. And in your opinion, what does that mean moving forward to start the season? Do you believe they will go and make a move to help at that position? We're talking about right tackle because Elijah Wilkinson seems like he is the guy right now. Obviously, looking at the offensive lineman that made this team, he is obviously one of those guys. Tell us where you're at with the Caleb McGarry news and what's going on there.
So no Caleb McGarry right now for the entire season. We know this. Storm Norton, who would have been his backup, is out for 6 to 8 weeks, but he was designated to return today. So that's some good news, I guess, for the Falcons, but the whole situation is obviously not ideal. They did make a trade today, sending a conditional 7th-round pick to the Seahawks for Michael Jarrell, who was a 2024 6th-round pick, and he started 3 games last year at right tackle for the Seahawks, including against Atlanta here, and actually played pretty decent in that game. Now, I don't know if he is going to be the starter or a starter. I would imagine he is a guy that they are going to keep on the roster and maybe have him compete for the job over the next 2 weeks with Elijah Wilkinson. While I'm certain, guys, that Terry Fontenot is on the phone probably right now, either trying to pick up someone on waivers. Cam Robinson was available, I saw. Earlier today, I don't know what they're going to do, but I can't imagine that they're just going to sit pat at that position.
Yeah, with Vita Vea and Levante David, Hassan Reddick, Kalijah Kancey. I mean, we're all familiar with the Bucks. I know we did beat them last year and swept them, Mark. It's a bit unnerving. Also a little weird, and I know that we saw Ray McLeod get banged up our last time at practice. We know Kadarrell Hodge has been dealing with an injury. Do you think there's any chance Darnell Mooney will go week one? We're carrying 7 wide receivers, which is unusual.
I mean, that is a bit of an indication that they're not sure, because don't forget, guys, Hodge missed practice last week, and Ray McLeod missed practice one day and then left practice early the next day. So the wide receiver room is definitely banged up, so I'm not sure if carrying 7 means anything with regards to Mooney or could mean something to do with the other guys, but certainly that is a room that is a question mark right now from a health standpoint.
We're talking with Mark Raimondi, guys. ESPN covers our Falcons, and we wanted to get his take on a bunch of the things that are coming down in regards to the Falcons. So explain, if you would, because I'm having an issue with this only because we didn't see him practice, Mark, and that is the Troy Anderson situation. So this is just a designation to allow him to return, right, after 4 weeks, even though he's not on the IR.
He sort of is on the IR, but it's a different IR because he has not been activated at all. So he was not activated at all during training camp. He's been on the PUP. You know, he's been on the physically unable to perform list the entire all of training camp because it's an injury from last season. So that allows him. There's different designations, right? So that is one thing that allows him to be on it and return. Now, if he had been activated and practicing this summer, then he would not be able to be on that list. But because he hasn't, and it's an old injury, he's able to stay on that and return, and much in the same way that Storm Norton and Tyquan Graham are going to be able to return later this season as well.
We talked a lot about some of the pieces we thought, you know, have a chance to catch on this team. Kobe Bryant, I guess that injury kind of hurt him. We'll find out in a couple of hours, you know, who's cleared waivers, who's going to make the practice squad. What was one of the more surprising cuts? We haven't had a chance to talk to you. The Morgan Fox thing was just strange in the signing, and what happened?
Yeah, that one was strange, but not quite as strange as the tangent that you guys went on about Megan Fox yesterday, though. That was absolutely absurd. I'm listening in my car with my wife, and we're like, what are these guys talking about? They are going ham about Megan Fox and her thumbs.
It's true.
Anyway,
it's true.
Yeah, Morgan Fox was absolutely a shocker. I wouldn't say a shocker, but certainly, you know, you give a guy $3 million guaranteed. He was getting reps with the second team. You thought he'd be a rotational guy for certain. Didn't work out that way. And then, you know, guys today like, you know, Khalid Kareem, Kentavious Street, were all guys who played well, you know, at times this summer. So a little surprised by them, especially Kentavious Street. You know, I really thought, you know, I thought they were going to try to get as much as many bodies as they could on the defensive line. Only took five guys. That was a surprise to me.
Any word on Jalen Walker, by the way? We know he's on the roster. He's a first-round pick. We get that. I'm just a little hesitant because of the lack of work that he got in camp. Are you concerned, and what's the latest? Do you have any information there?
Yeah, I mean, certainly there's a concern. There's no doubt. I guess what I would say about that is they have six guys on the edge. It's going to be a rotation. I don't know if we don't see a ton of Jalen Walker from the beginning of the season. You know, maybe he works his way into that rotation kind of little by little because, you know, they do have a James Pierce and they have Leonard Floyd and they have Arnold Ebiketie. You know, they have Braylon Trice. They have guys right now. So maybe that kind of gives Jalen Walker a few weeks to kind of mix himself into that rotation. But yeah, I mean, certainly not the summer that you'd want from your number 15 overall pick.
Talk about Xavier Watts and talk about Billy Bowman, two guys we are excited about, Ball Hawks, and how do they fit and how are they going to work in this defense?
Well, I think the play of Xavier Watts and DeMarco Helms was good enough, obviously, guys, to release Jordan Fuller.
Right.
Because that was a guy that, you know, from the beginning of camp, again, another free agent signing like Morgan Fox, who seemed like a veteran who would start and certainly make the roster, didn't end up happening. And I think that is the reason is because DeMarco Helms played his butt off, you know, as we know, this summer. And Xavier Watts played well as well. So I think that was the reason for Fuller's release. And I think that we'll see Watts probably starting from day one. I think Helms is going to be on the field as well. And I think that they, you know, you mentioned Billy Bowman, he played safety in college. So he's a guy that if they need to, he can slip back there as well. But yeah, certainly, you know, certainly guys that they are very high on and they expect to play often. I still think it'll be D. Alford in the slot. I think he'll be the nickel corner. But I do expect Billy Bowman at some point to win that job.
We're talking with Mark Raimondi, guys. Falcons cut down day across the NFL, and the roster is set. We know what the quarterback room looks like, duh. Cousins is our backup. We were talking about that earlier, Mark, and saying we have the best quarterback situation in the NFL.
But they keep Easton Stick, if I'm being honest, just because, you know, he made some errant throws in the preseason, but didn't play all that badly. Had some big throws as well, and I thought, you know, if they're going to trade Kirk Cousins, they need a number three guy who's at least competent, and maybe they're looking for that guy, you know, right now to bring back.
Well, that's what I was about to say, but also doesn't that tell you that maybe they're not trading him? Like, the other part of this is everybody keeps waiting, and I keep saying this, it's got to almost be a perfect situation. We act as if Kirk just is going to go anywhere. He gets to sign off on where he wants to go. So if it's a crap team, he may be like, you know what, I don't want to go to that situation, potentially get hurt and not have a chance to play somewhere else next year. It may just be better for him to sit and chill. And for that, maybe the Falcons think it's best for him to be here because trading him away, we know how fragile this is, Mark, when we talk about the quarterback situation in the NFL. Guys, I think like 68 quarterbacks played last year in the National Football League. It's crazy. So I'm not hoping any injury, but I just think, like, you know what? Maybe this is the best scenario for us right now. But I hear you about Stick, but I don't think, like, Kirk Cousins is just going to take anything that becomes available.
No, he definitely won't. No, absolutely. You're 100% right, Carl. So, but to your point about as many the quarterbacks that go down, it's like what if it's a situation where a starting quarterback on a contending team goes down this season before the trade deadline, and there is a team that is desperate. They think they're going to be able to go to the playoffs and maybe win in the playoffs, and they're desperate to get a quarterback. And Kirk Cousins, hey, by the way, pretty good quarterback, you know, pretty good winning, you know, stat accumulating quarterback that's out there and has played great this training camp. So what happens if you're the Falcons and you have that opportunity, you can get maybe a decent pick back, right? And then you don't have a third guy who can be someone that you're content with as the backup to Penix in case anything happens. So that would be, you know, that would be the reason for having that insurance as a third quarterback. And I still think they're going to add someone because they released DiNucci, Emory Jones is out. You know, they're going to need someone for that,
right.
that
and
role.
And we were talking about it earlier, is Mark Ramondi from ESPN joins. That's my concern. I thought, you know, Easton Stick, you know, I mean, yeah, you could plug somebody else in, but now you're going to get into that rogues gallery of retreads if by chance, mm-hmm. you know, someone picks him up off waivers or, you know, like he's on the practice squad, someone can still grab him. But I thought they would keep the three quarterbacks. Maybe that's another byproduct, Mark, of just – don't want to read too much into it, but how much they are banged up at positions like the wide receiver and other areas where they need to carry some extra dudes. Because normally it would be, what, five or six wide receivers?
Yeah, they only took five going into last season. So I thought that was, because special teams, wide receivers aren't always the greatest at that role, you know, tackling right. guys. But that's where they're at. They got Sills and they got Agnew as the returner.
All right, Mark, biggest surprise before we let you go, for you to look at this roster, biggest surprise or biggest thing that you go, okay, I didn't expect that. Rehash real quick. Is there something that just jumps out at you outside of the obvious of Caleb McGarry?
I just think that only five guys on the defensive line, you know, one of the things that those guys have said all summer, and you guys have been in there for this, is that the new D-line coach, you know, Nate Ali, he wants four good plays out of you, and that's it. You know, four good plays, and you're out, and someone else comes in. It's a rotation.
Oh.
So I thought, based on that, right? You know, you're gonna need bodies. You know, you're gonna need to keep throwing waves at these offensive teams, and they only took five players, and that surprised me. I thought of Kentavious Street, even like a guy like a Simeon Barrow Jr., who you know played real well in the preseason games. They're out, and even like a Khalid Kareem, who you know can kind of be versatile. He can kind of be on the inside. He can be on the edge a little bit as well. So that was a little bit of a surprise. I thought they would be a little bit heavier in terms of those guys.
Right. So I guess you know we've said a lot of pressure on Rook. At least I feel that Rook Aroro's got to really take it and step it up this year. So he will be. I don't want to say a workhorse, but he and Onyemata will be doing the heavy lifting in the middle.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you're asking a whole lot from Dorlus and Rook, who barely played, both of them barely played last year as rookies, and then Zach Harrison, who has kind of yet to break out. So you're going to be asking a lot of those three guys who are all, under 25 mm-hmm. years old.
Mark, great work. Good stuff. My friend, we'll see you very, very soon, and appreciate you jumping on with us. I know it's been a busy day for you. Read his stuff, guys. Check him out. Mark Ramondi, ESPN, covering our Falcons. Appreciate you.
Just keep the Megan Fox talk to a minimum.
Come on, bro. We talk about everything on this show.
You will not suck your wife's...
Hell yeah, I suck toes.
I'll see you guys on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now you want to go. Now you want to hang up. Uh-huh. Right. See, the shoe's on the other foot. He's like, suck toes? What do you guys say? I'm out of here.
So I got to listen every day, sports fans. Every day.
Yeah, this is true. All right. There you have it.
We can dive into it some more, but yeah, a lot more. Does this give you more questions than answers?
Well, the Troy Anderson thing, again, I understand it. But, Mike, what they're saying is they have a belief that he's going to be back, even though he hasn't played or practiced all of this season.
All right.
Okay.
I thought he'd be cut. I just assumed he'd be cut.
All right. I did, too. All right. He pitched last night. Didn't look like the guy I'm used to seeing, but he pitched. Matter of fact, seven innings. Chris Sale, rehab start in Memphis. We'll get to all that and more with Grant next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Friday, guys, we'll be out at Twin Peaks Buckhead getting your Labor Day weekend started right. Great food, drinks, scenery. Come on out and join us, man. We'd love to get a chance to see you guys at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. All right, we got to spend a few minutes with Grant because we want to talk about what happened last night. Braves lose 2-1. More Falcons coming up. If you're just joining us, Caleb McGarry's done for the season. It is big news because it is confirmed now by the Falcons, and the roster's been set. Spencer Strider last night. Grant, your impressions, because he struck out 3 through 7. I guess I'm just spoiled. I'm so used to seeing him on his game striking out 8, 9, 10 guys. He just hasn't done that consistently this season.
No, I mean, when he has gotten his strikeouts, his swings and misses, it just, especially lately, I mean, it hasn't been there, but it hasn't looked like the same Spencer Strider, and he knows he's still got that work to do. That seems to be kind of the optimal phrase between starts for him, and he went to Maven, which is the pitching lab that's not far from Truist Park, between starts to try to figure out, okay, the start to August has been disastrous. I mean, 3 incredibly rough outings, the worst of his career. There's really no question about that, because like you, I'm used to seeing Spencer Strider dominate a lineup. Maybe he makes a mistake here or there. You can live with that, but it wasn't the normal Spencer Strider that we've been accustomed to seeing, and his fastball is a big part of that. Even with the velocity, it wasn't getting the right movement. So that's what he's really keyed in on now, is figuring out, even if he doesn't get all the swings and misses that he has been getting as he kind of tries to work that strength back to increase his velocity, can he get some foul balls? Can he stay competitive in counts rather than, hey, I made a mistake over the heart of the plate, and they're going to hit it a long way? And that, I think, it's incremental. But 7 innings, 7 of the best innings, most efficient innings he's thrown this year, I will certainly take that. And I think that's something for him to build on.
And that's the thing, Grant, I always felt like, you know, you said it all the time, 96, 97. But guys can foul that off all day. Then all of a sudden the pitch count goes up till they get what they want. So as you said, this is a little more economical. Speaking of which, first time I get to see Edward Cabrera, he's got some electric stuff. I guess, is he still trying to figure it out at the major league level?
Yeah, Marlins have got some pretty good arms. And the crazy thing about it is when they kind of got hot and pushed their way into the fringe of the wild card discussion, they've kind of come back down to earth since then. But it was going to be on the strength, I think, of the young pitching that they have. And Edward Cabrera is an impressive one that they've got. Yuri Perez is another one. And the crazy thing is Sandy Alcantara is sitting around with an ERA of 6
And that's a guy that's won a Cy Young Award. So go figure with the way this kind of stuff works out. You're bringing along young pitchers, but it's that veteran, that ace-type pitcher that's just kind of had to go through it this year. And Sandy is still in 100 miles an hour. So it's been a baffling season for him. But to your point, the Marlins have some really nice young pitching. These are not the Marlins who are just going to roll it out there and lose 95 or 100 games automatically. I think this club is going to take strides, and 2025 certainly one of them, to be a bit more competitive. I use the word plucky sometimes. I don't know if people love that, but they're going to be a pain. And they're one of those teams that is kind of getting into that little fringe area where the wild card is within their grasp, and they can make it more difficult on other teams that are trying to win at crucial times of the year.
Update on Chris Sale. And again, what is the plan for him, as you understand it from Snit and Company?
Yeah, all systems are go for Chris Sale. He wanted to get to 75 pitches in his most recent rehab outing for Gwinnett. He was able to do that 3 days ago. So, you know, he was, I think, right exactly economically pitch-wise, was into the fifth inning. They had pretty much a hard cap on him. He threw 76 pitches. There's no reason to, you know, try to get through a perfect fifth inning. If you've got the pitch count, that's pretty much it. And I think they'll just look from that 75 to maybe 80, 85, and then he'll be able to kind of live around that 90 to 95 pitch count, I would imagine, for the rest of the year. But this lines him up to start on Saturday against the Philadelphia Phillies. So then I think by doing the math, at least four, if not five starts before the year is over. And Chris Sale has said repeatedly just how important it is to finish the season feeling healthy, not on the IL, and ready to go in the winter and build for 2026.
Talking more about the Falcons, guys, learning about Caleb McGarry's future this season. We'll get into that coming up. Brant's with us talking about the Bravos. We had an in-depth about Ozzy today and Ozzy Albies. Can we see the kind of turnaround that Money Harris had with in the offseason? I know we talked a lot about the hitting instructors. It certainly worked with Money. Can you do that with Ozzy, and are the Braves going to keep Ozzy?
I would love to see it, and I do think, and I think we've talked about this a little bit, that the option is so affordable, and you have a $4 million buyout on a $7 million option for a multi-time all-star second baseman with Ozzy's potential. That just seems like something that the Braves, at the very least, are going to try out to see if he can, you know, recapture that magic and really tap into some kind of sustainable change that allows him to get back to the Ozzy that we became accustomed to. I mean, the last couple of years have been a hard course correction for him, but he's still just, what, 28 years old. So you're not talking about a player on the wrong side of 30 that you're kind of ready to cut bait on. He works hard. He's in tremendous shape. He's tremendously valuable to this club in a number of different ways on the field and off. So you want to see him figure it out. But he has been, this year, one of the major stories as far as disappointing aspects of this offense. There's just no way around that. But the value is still there, I feel like, to at least find out if Ozzy can reclaim his form. And you don't want to see him doing it in another uniform over a couple of million dollars, I think is probably how I'd break it down at his essence.
Fair enough. Tonight, Hurston, what do you think? He's going to continue to pitch as well as we've seen him pitch?
I hope so. And the way that he has been, you know, throwing has been tremendous for a number of different reasons. Number one, he added that sinker that Sean Murphy kind of told him, yeah, kind of feature that pitch more, see what it can do for you. And that unlocked another level for him. Since he's come to the major league, so I found this really fascinating. He said this after his last start. He has not thrown a single four-seam fastball in the big leagues this year. Huh. He is throwing a cut fastball. I don't know that I've ever heard too many, and I know there are cutter specialist pitchers that's what they throw. They don't throw a straight four-seamer. Most of the time it seems like they're relievers rather than starters. And usually it seems like it's something they arrived at, you know, 8, 10, 12 years into their career when they're just trying to reinvent themselves. No, this is a kid that's 23 years old that has just made a change that works for him. He's getting a ton more ground balls. He's getting a lot of swing and miss because he's got the splitter. So he has got three different versions of the fastball that work extremely well for him and a very good curveball. So if he continues that mix and works as efficiently as he has been, I see no reason why he can't continue to build on what has been one of the better stories for the Braves pitching staff in all of 2025.
Right on.
Great stuff, Grant. Appreciate you as always, man. And we'll talk to you here in a couple of days and check back in.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to it. Thank you.
All right. That's Grant McCauley, guys. The latest with the Falcons, and it's funny because my Twitter now is just, Dukes, this sucks. Dukes, I feel sick to my stomach. Dukes.
You know, one of us is in deep trouble.
This line on that side now is in trouble. Like, I hear you guys. Look, and this is the natural reaction now that this news is official. This is where I didn't want to go, where Mike was going last week, and I said, I'm not going to go there. Now I'm going there with you.
Yeah, like, it's not good. No, we're not that bad. Now, I said to Carl, And this is what I hate, because now all the naysayers, all the guys that aren't really Falcon fans, you know, that want to just, you know, be on the fence and be snarky and be provocateurs. Yeah, typical Falcons. Look, it's tough when you lose your best backup tackle after your starting tackle goes down. I was of the impression the way they were slow rolling the information, they were trying to cut a deal, maybe trade for somebody. No reason to put that out there. Now we know. So, look, good news is early bye week. I don't know if Elijah Wilkinson can do the job. I don't know. I don't know this Jarrell guy we picked up from Seattle. He did play in four games last year as a rookie. So perhaps they feel there's some upside there. I don't know. But it's a guy you gave a $30 million contract to for a reason. Storm Norton is one of the best, you know, rotational swing tackles in the league. He showed you that the last 2 years for the Falcons. Neither one of these guys is going to be available for the first 6 to 8 weeks. One guy's done, I should say, for the whole season.
Right.
It's a concern. The wide receiver core. Darnell Mooney hasn't practiced all, for all intents and purposes, all season, preseason. You know, Ray's banged up. Kadarrell Hodge. We may take it in the shorts against Tampa Bay, but be stronger later in the season. I'm not prepared to concede a loss because I don't know what Tampa Bay is going to be, but I do know that Hassan Reddick and that line they're going to come after, they're going to try to exploit the right side.
Okay. We got enough to win in the room, right? The first few games, because I can't look 7, 8, 9 weeks. We don't know what's going to happen. Right. First few weeks of the season, we got enough in the room to win. There's no debating that. But you're not full strength. And that's the concern. It's not that you don't have enough in the room, but you're not 100%. So there are going to be a couple of guys that need to really step up and play above and beyond what we expected them to. Whether it's defensively, right. James Pierce, Jalen Walker, Xavier Watts, or offensively, whether it's that offensive line with Elijah on it, some of these guys that you didn't expect, like, we're going to need a little bit more from you guys because we're not. And until we get acclimated as to what this is going to look like, Mike, because 2 weeks ago it felt completely different. O-line, man, I kept saying, we got one of the best O-lines in the league. Take one of those guys out, and it's not all of a sudden. So, look, Lindstrom's going to show up. Jake's going to show up. Bergeron's a dude, right? We've talked about this. Those guys are going to be there, and I think they'll pick up the slack. But that doesn't mean you're not going to have those one-on-one situations that just me and you, a mano, bro, I gotta block
Tony
you.
Right. We want to. All right. And, you protect his blind side.
Yeah. We want to run the football. I mean.
And Wilkinson has to do that. So right. They're going to beat not every play, but they'll beat those instances.
Well, how good is Wilkinson? I mean, he's been with his team before. He's played the guard. He's had issues. He's had his own issues staying healthy.
Here's your chance, Elijah.
Right. I mean, you help us, Elijah. You're our only hope.
It's true.
Now, look, again, I don't know if Gerald, the guy they picked, Michael Gerald, the kid they got from Seattle, went to a small school named Finley of Ohio. He was a 6th-round pick, but he started some games for the Seahawks. I don't know what their depth is. He was expendable. We sent a conditional 7th-round pick, so the ask is nothing. But that's more maybe perhaps depth, knowing that we're not going to have Storm Norton back for a long time.
All right, we're coming back. We'll continue this conversation. I just keep looking at this roster like, okay. I like that. I don't know if I like that.
Well, Mark Grimondi brought up a good point. We're not an area we thought was pretty good in the defensive tackle rotation and what we got on D-line. They're going 5 guys. So we'll talk about it. I mean, look, we think we've got some studs in this building to get the quarterback on the ground. You know, we think we can get some turnovers too. You know, there's a lot of good things that are going to – you may have to – didn't think I'd say this – lean on your defense a little bit at times this year.
All right, and something else that I think is revealing. This is where I'm at. Okay, I'm going to share it with you guys when we come back. It's Dukes and Bell.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Talking about the Falcons' final cuts, 53-man roster is set. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If you're wondering who didn't make the team, I'm going to run this down here, and then I got a revelation, Mike.
All right.
Because I keep looking at this, and the news today, again, if you're just tuning in, if you're listening on your smart speaker or your computer at home, Caleb McGarry is on IR, but he is out for the season without a return designation. That's an NFL term. That's how they have to put it in, but that's what that means. And so when you hear IR without return designation, it means the guy's out for the season. And that's unfortunate. So my guess is now we'll hear about surgery and whatever is going, you know, what the extent of this injury is, because we right. still haven't heard all of that.
Now, we had heard, now again, little birdie told us ACL. We don't know that, but we haven't heard, obviously, we don't have that confirmation from the Falcons. We'll wait and see. I'm more concerned now that we know die is cast. You don't have one of your starting tackles, bedrock of your line. Storm Norton, when does he get back? Can Storm Norton's treatment get him accelerated where he's back after the bye week? We're week five, is bye week. So week six, can we have Storm Norton in the mix?
Yeah, because week five, yeah, the bye, yeah, it actually helps us, I think, under this situation.
Right. I didn't like that early bye week, but now, knowing where we are. Guys, we don't know how Elijah Wilkins is going to play. I was just talking to a couple guys on the text line. I want to be as positive as I can be. We're excited about Bijan and Drake, all the guys you know. We're excited. We've been gushing about James Pierce Jr., but there's a lot about what you're trying to do offensively that goes through not getting, you know, bum-rushed on the right side of your line.
Yeah.
Now, the good news is you got one of the best guards in the league, Chris Lindstrom. You can bring in a tight end to help out, but can Wilkinson hold up? And how long can Wilkinson hold up before you have to get the – maybe the determination is one of the guys you just picked up steps in. Maybe Michael Gerald can be that guy who played with the Seahawks
last
year.
Well, listen, you're hoping for lightning in a bottle. More importantly, depth, but you're hoping for lightning in a bottle, and I agree with you. Here's who didn't make the team. I'm going to say surprises just because of some of the names we've talked about. Kentavious Street, safety Jordan Fuller, who we thought, you know, again, I thought he had a good camp. Easton Stick, obviously, and then edge rusher Khalid Kareem. These are some of the names that you go, oh, well, I heard you guys talking about that guy, you know, a couple of weeks back. Yes, a little bit of surprise. But here's the revelation, Mike. As I look at our 53-man roster, I'm just starting to believe, like, Jalen Walker's not going to be an every-down guy. I'm starting to believe, like, and again, this could change as the season moves forward. But to start the year, to be a first-round pick out of the University of Georgia and the expectations that come with that and how excited we were, he's not going to be an every-down guy. And I just – this is my revelation. I'm not telling you this is what's going to happen. But, guys, he hasn't practiced enough, and you're going to roll into a Tampa game where now – and Mark Ramondi said this. Okay, so look at our D-linemen and how many D-linemen we kept. We were a little bit, you know, one, two, three, four, five guys.
Right.
Dorless Harrison, London, Onyemata, and Rook. And then you say, okay, great, but you've got the edge guys. Yes, you do. Ebba Cady, Floyd, Malone, Pierce, James Pierce Jr., Trice, who's actually played well, and Jalen Walker. I think this is going to be a rotation thing, and that's not to say he may not have impact, Mike, for the plays that he's out there. But my idea, my vision was This is a guy that's going to be on the field every damn defensive play.
Right. He was going to be doing the Micah Parsons thing. You can use him as a Swiss Army knife. You can line him up, hand in the dirt. You can walk him back. You can do everything you need him to do. And he may be doing that by week four or five. He just didn't get the reps he needed, at least not to our knowledge. And you guys saw it. If you were up at camp, we just didn't get a chance to talk about Jalen because we didn't get to see him.
And by the way, real quick, he's wanted to be out there.
Oh, it's not.
Every day.
This is one of the toughest guys. He only missed every one day. Game his entire career at UGA. He's a tough guy. He's a leader. We just haven't been able to gush about him the way we gush about Pierce because Pierce is noticeable every day. Jalen, by virtue of not being out there, we can't talk about what he is or isn't doing.
So when I say there are guys that are going to need to step up and maybe give us a little bit more, he's one of those guys. Young guys have to give you a little bit more. Is he going to be able to do that with the amount of snaps he's going to play? That is my question. Going into week one, I don't know what that looks like. The good news is, this show, Dukes and Bell, will get a chance to talk to the coach before the game. And we're going to be up there next week and get a chance to kind of chop this up and get a sense of what's going on. We also have player interviews. Guys, if you're not familiar, we do this each and every week. Nobody brings you more exclusive coverage than us right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So maybe we get some more insight into that. But I'm just looking at this roster and I'm going, okay, a lot of edge guys, yeah. D-line guys, but I don't know if Walker's impact is going to be what we thought it would be to start the season.
Yeah, because, again, he's a little bit behind the curve by any definition of NFL practice where he just didn't get all the work in. So, look, you think that Jeff Ulbrich isn't just dying to use Jalen Walker and use the explosive playmaking that made him one of the best players in college football this year? Yeah, just we're going to have to wait a little bit longer perhaps. Now, the wide receiver thing has been something I've been banging the drum on the last couple of days because I was a little confused. Darnell Mooney does not start he's not on the PUP list.
Right.
He's not on IR.
Nope.
Ray McLeod missed some time. Kadarryl Hodge has been banged up. So we got to keep seven wide receivers on the roster. You normally keep five. So that's a concern. That kind of, you want to read between the lines, is Darnell Mooney going to be ready to go week one against Tampa Bay? You know?
Available? Yes. Ready?
Is he going to play?
That's the difference.
I mean, he might dress. Is he going to play?
Yeah, that's the difference.
Know? And look, Casey Washington, he gritted it out and he put some effort in and we love his game. You know, DS5, we talked about David Sills, he makes the team. Blair gets cut. James Agnew makes it maybe more for special teams. But so there's some issues because if we want Michael Penix Jr. to be dynamic with Drake London, Mooney is WR2, needs to be out on that field. You know that Ray McLeod can make plays around the field. We've seen that. This is where I said to you 2 weeks ago, Pitts can be a hero here. Kyle Pitts can be a real dynamic piece on this offense. He can come to the rescue in some cases. We'll find out. Not the roster I was expecting, but the roster we got.
I've been saying it, though, Mike, and he hasn't. He hasn't.
But, I mean, does that mean that Jalen Walker won't be able to? I mean, it might be week four or five that Jalen Walker is starting and is getting the lion's share of the snaps at the outside linebacker.
Alluding to Pitts. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was talking about Pitts. Okay. Yes, I'm just saying we've asked of this.
Oh, I know.
And you're right. There would be nothing more fulfilling than for us to come in here on September 8th and say, man, did we get Kyle Pitts, the one we've been expecting. Like, did he show up in week one in a way that was what we needed? There would be nothing more rewarding than to say that. And a dub, right? A dub. I can't just say that and lose, but a dub on top of that. That would be great to get the season started that way. But I've been asking. It hasn't happened.
Dude, hits me up on the text. And there you go. I'm not blaming Pitts. I just said Pitts can be the cure.
He can be it.
Pitts can, because when you've got some of your more athletic, dynamic receivers in Mooney and potentially Ray not 100%, well, maybe they're better in 2 weeks when we start the season in 10 days. All I'm saying is you've got an athletic, a unique athlete who can become a very important and more important part than he has been the last 2 years. That's not cooking his goose. I'm saying he can be the savior. He can be the cavalry, man. Come on. Clear out your headgear, man.
And I want to say this again because I know you're hearing us talk about a lot of things when it comes to this football team. And by the way, around the league, and we'll go through this tomorrow as we examine and talk about some of the other teams and what has happened. Today, for example, the Saints, they named Spencer Strattler the starting quarterback. So, I mean, there are things that are going on. The Browns made a decision to put, Shedeur Sanders as their third quarterback on the roster. Dylan Gabriel apparently is the backup to Flacco. There are things that are happening. We'll examine more of this. But I got to say this, Mike, and I'll say it again. We got enough to win. We got enough to start the season and go do what we need to do. Will we do it? I don't know. Am I concerned about the right side now as much as Mike is? Yes. I didn't want to go there because I didn't want to believe that this injury was what we thought it was, which was season ending. I was hoping it was 4 or 5 weeks, 6 at the most. It's not. Okay, now we got to deal with it, and this is what they've been preparing for. But I don't want anybody to listen to this show and be like, oh, we're down on the Falcons. We're not. None of my opinions have changed. We got enough to go make this happen. We just got to see what the adjustments are going
to
be.
Look, we got guys going to be excited to see. We've talked about Watts and how the secondary is going to function. We think certainly we believe in this pass rush. It hasn't been the way we thought the camp was going to work out as far as Jalen Walker specifically. But we told you how much we're excited about Pierce. I think once you guys see Pierce, I think a lot of folks are going to be on NFL.com going, give me a 27. Okay, I think that's going to be one of the storylines in the year.
Because they do type hard like that.
But I just, as we said, was concerned about the blind side. And look, you don't have a guy who's as good. It's just the law. It's the NFL. Okay. If this guy was that good, he wouldn't be where he was. Now, hopefully we have the ability to use this depth we're putting together. Maybe there's even more guys to be added, but you've got to make it work on that right side. There's ways you can overcome it. The Eagles overcame losing a starting left tackle, went all the way to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Right. That happened in 2017. So, I know, and nobody talks about offensive line, but it is important when you get to the level we are. If Storm Norton wasn't hurt, and we're starting the season with Storm Norton, I have none of these concerns because I believe he can do the same job McGarry has. Maybe not as good in the run game, but I believe he could certainly protect.
I agree with you. I really do. Hey, reminder, again, we're going to be out at Twin Peaks on Friday hanging out. Come out and see us, guys. Buckhead location. Get you started for the big college football weekend, which actually we'll get into. Day-Day, we got to get our picks in Thursday. Because there are Thursday games, if anybody wants to get in on them on the show, we do our pick segment every week, guys. And it'll be mostly college this week, obviously, because the NFL hasn't started. But we'll pick our three games. We've got games Friday, obviously, Georgia Tech taking on Colorado. And then over the weekend, Georgia. We'll dive deeper into those conversations tomorrow here on the show. Who's coming up tonight, Big O?
It is Caleb Johnson.
Caleb Johnson. All right. Stay tuned, man. He's got
you covered. Get ready for a Big Johnson in your radio.
What? He's coming up at 6 o'clock. We got to get out of here and clear our throat. Man, I'm exhausted. I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, guys, all this news today, I'm like, oh!
Now, again, we're going to talk to Coach Ra now, a week from tomorrow. We'll be up at Falcons camp.
Yeah.
They get a break. Maybe there'll be some more roster moves.
I need a drink.
I need a
bourbon.
Falcon fans, it's going to be okay. It might not be the start to the season that we need. Is that how you start? It's how you finish.
It is how you finish. It's how you finish. Way to be positive. Hey, Big O, great job behind the glass as always. Stay tuned. Caleb Johnson's got you covered. Day-Day, our executive producer, we're back at you at 2 o'clock tomorrow. We got a lot to discuss. Make sure you are here. Mike Bell. Let's get out of here, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, man. We talked about this earlier in the show. Look, I got no problem with Keegan Bradley playing and being a playing captain, man. They got to decide who's going to be on this Ryder Cup team. It's funny how American fans and everybody at Eastlake was cheering for Tommy Fleetwood. He gets up to Bethpage. It's going to be boo. But I read a lot of golf articles, one from SI today, saying, don't do it, Keegan. It's too much pressure. You play, and then you get on a walkie-talkie, and you talk to the other guys that are playing on the course.
Mike, his thing is to put the team together, right?
And he's one of the top golfers in America right now. Hey, you know what? Yeah, I know Palmer did it. That's a lot to live up to. Go for it. Be the player captain. Go be a bad egg, Keegan. Do it.
Hey, man, we got the news today. If you've not heard, they're engaged. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. Yeah. Congratulations. We don't know what the date's going to be, but the bottom line is they made the official announcement. It's on social, and everybody around the country's talking about it, and I'm sorry if you can't get away from it, but it is what it is, and we're about to see another power couple. Maybe you hate on power couples. I don't know, but I have no issues with this. Congratulations to Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you are as unimaginative in the bedroom as Mark Raimondi.
Oh, my goodness.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.